And with that, a warm-hearted Good Friday morning. 21st of November, would you believe it? Time is just absolutely flying. And on behalf of each and everyone at Radio Pulpit, Dominee Karel Verhoef, Wilma van Schalkwyk, yours truly, Wynand Rousseau, and each and everyone here at Radio Pulpit, good morning. Abosheni, Malweni, Dumelan, Sanbunan. Trust to find you well. So voorreg om die nuwe dag saam met jou te kan ingaan. Come with me as we search the scriptures. Yesterday, gone into all eternity. Nothing said or done can be changed that we've done this past week, that we've even said last night. Right here, right now, in the moment, 1 minute after six on this Friday morning, is all that really matters. We do not know what will happen in the next hour. Right here, right now. Let's keep our eyes focused on our eternal destination and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Search the scriptures to see if these things are so. I want to talk to you about the real you, the real me. Because few people get a chance to get to know us up close and personal, isn't it? Maybe your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your brothers, your sisters. They are the only ones who really know you, wards and all. Frate en al, jou nabye familie wat een voorrij sitplek het op al jou sonde en wie jy regtig is. We act so differently at home than we do at work, isn't it? And yet, even our families do not know us completely. Would you agree with that statement? There are certain things they don't know about you. Deep down in your heart, only God knows us. Only God knows you right there where you're sitting listening to this radio broadcast. In fact, He knows us better than we know ourselves. There's a scripture in Psalms 139. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. It's a promise that God's word makes. It says that the Lord will search us to know us. David recognized that omniscience of God. God knew his every action before he even performed it. God knew every thought even before he thought it. David couldn't begin a sentence for which God didn't know already how it's going to end. God is omniscient. Like the oxygen that you're breathing right now, and I'm breathing it here in studio, we cannot see it, but it's there. Without oxygen, you and I won't exist. Without God, we cannot exist. God is there. And trying to count all the thoughts of God would be like counting the grains of the sand on the shores of the world. The real David couldn't hide from God. I want to talk to you about Psalms 139:23-24. That God knows you better than what we know ourselves. I think David possibly had these words of Jeremiah 17:9-10 in mind when he prayed. You know what the Jeremiah 17:9-10 says? It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? And then verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man and woman according to his ways to the fruit of his deeds. And so we need to admit and we need to say to one another that even though we are Christians, born again, blood-bought, in the flesh, the human heart is the most deceitful thing and desperately wicked. Who knows how bad it really is? when you study the scripture, you'll see David, the man after God's own heart, frequently asks the Lord to know his anxious thoughts so that he could make them known to David. There's Psalms 26 and verse 2. There's Psalm 7 and verse 9. There's Psalm 17 and verse 3. David asking the Lord, "Lord, test me. Test me, Lord." And behind that word test is a Hebrew word that means to put to test in order to ascertain the nature of something, including the imperfections, the faults, the other qualities. And so, are you willing to lay bare before the Lord this morning your heart? God has been dealing with my heart. It's all good and well to sit behind the microphone and quote scriptures, but the intents of the heart, as God tested David, David wanted his offensive thoughts and ways to be brought to the surface so that they could be dealt with, could be repented of, could be purified from. What's going on deep inside your heart? Do you know that the Lord knows? There's even an understanding, our murmuring, ons gemurmureer, gekla en gemoan, our anxious thoughts offends the Lord. Why? Because they're rooted in a lack of trust in Him. A lack of trust in Him and His purposes for you and for I. Anxious thoughts are the thoughts that cause a person to be troubled, to be disturbed, to be disquieted. Are you this morning? It's almost the end of the year, and I know 40% of people in this country unemployed, anxious thoughts. When we are so focused on ourselves and the cares of this world, where does your trust lie? On this Friday morning, right here, right now, as you listen to this radio broadcast, Jesus told his disciples, he says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink." Now that settles that. God will provide. God will look after you. Or about your body, what you will wear. That settles that. God knows how you will get dressed this morning, where your clothes will come from, if it's not in the washing machine. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Matthew 6:25. Matthew 6:33. Instead, the Lord Jesus Christ counsels his disciples. He says, focus on God. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things. You know that scripture. You have heard it so many times before. It's our Redeemer, it's our Lord, our Master that invites you in the early hours of this morning to put your trust in Him, to trust Him with your problems, with your worries. Because problems and worries we will always have. John 16:33, "This I say so you can have peace in me. In this world you will endure a lot of hardship." Free translation. Go and see it yourself. John 16:33. "But take heart, I have conquered the world. I have overcome the world." And so when the Lord Jesus invites you, and he knows the depth of every thought, every concern, everything deep down in your very DNA, he says, "Come to me. All you who are weary and carry heavy burdens." And then he makes a beautiful promise. He says, "I will give you rest. I will give you rest." Love that scripture, Matthew 11:28. How do you do that? You go into your inner room. You close the door where you and the Lord are alone. You fall on your knees. Or you go sit on your bed Or you go lie on the floor and you cry out to the Lord and you make the depths of your heart known to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Where do I get that from? That's not Radio Pulpit just saying that. That's 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 that says that. Cast your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. The Apostle Paul said it so often. The very fact that I have a heartbeat in my chest, breath in my nostrils, being able to speak to you, means the Lord is here, the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, oh, you know the scripture. Do you apply it in your life? Prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God knows your anxious thoughts. God knows everything about you. Just go and read Psalms 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and lead me into ways everlasting. It's David that begins the psalm with that plea. Asking the Lord. Listen, it's a dangerous prayer to pray. Asking God to search you, to look into your heart and see what you really like. And then to lead you into ways everlasting. To lead you into ways everlasting. The only way to life everlasting is redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. You see, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The world doesn't understand it, just doesn't make sense. You know why? Because the world doesn't read God's word. Doesn't spend time with the Lord. Do not want to know Him. Fall around in darkness. No matter how much money we have, how many things we possess, you and I must come to that place where we give our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. A way everlasting. I don't care whether you're community-minded, family-orientated, upwardly mobile. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, nothing else matters. Then you don't have life everlasting. Not all the money in the world is going to save you. You could be the boss, the CEO, the main man, the sharpest pencil in the packet. Nothing is going to matter. Jesus said, and all the churches shall know that I am He who searches the minds and the hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Sometimes I said, oh Lord, Lord, just have mercy on me. Revelation 2:23. I want to say something very hard. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't die at Calvary for our comfort. You see, there's no crown without the cross. There's no blessing without burden. There's no conquest without conflict. If you read God's word and you consider the fact that God knows you to the very depth of your DNA, every thought, nothing is hidden from the Lord. The Bible then tells us to fight the good fight of faith, to take a stand for the Lord. There are burdens to carry. There's giants to whip. I know in my own life, my brother, my sister, put your hand to the plow without looking back. Let us quit murmuring. Dit was nie 'n probleem om Israel uit Egipte uit te kry nie, maar om Egipte uit Israel te kry. En hoe baie die ouens nie gemurmureer en gekla in die woestyn. Individuals, but corporately, as a nation. And God dealt with that. And here we are as a nation, and we're at the crossroads. If you look at our country, but I want to say to you, let us not mourn, let us not complain, let us not whine about that, because our comfort is affected. You need to know, we need to know that we are at war with Satan and his armies. Just go and read Ephesians 6 and verse 10. And when God searches our hearts, will he find a worthy workman? Will he find a worthy workwoman? Will you have accomplished the things that he has envisioned for you to do and to be? If you do these things, the Bible says, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Ek het al 'n paar keer in my lewe met sulke mense te doen gehad, wat ten spyte van die omstandighede 'n wonderlike vrede en 'n kalmte oor hulle het, and you know that you know that you know. They trust the Lord implicitly. And that their very thoughts, the intents of their hearts, is laid bare before the Lord. They are like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. It never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Those who put their trust in him and fix their thoughts on him are kept in his perfect peace. That is not Radio Pulpit saying that. That is not Jiki Lele saying that. That is not Hartlang saying that. That is the word of God, Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Those who put their trust in him, who fix their eyes and their thoughts on him, are kept in perfect peace. I want to play you a song by Praise Elohim that says, create in me a clean heart. A friend of mine, a brother down in Port Elizabeth, Billy Paulson. Ja, jy ken vir hom nie, hy het die liedjie geskryf, Môre sal die son weer skyn. Ever since I've known Billy, he said, this is my go-to scripture. This is the scripture that I hang on to. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there's any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Mag die Here ook dit vir jou en vir my doen in hierdie môre.